oranges and peaches all in one enclosure from just a few parrots there. Just amazing, amazing creatures. And had so much personality. Really were playing with the keepers there and coming over to, yeah, get their word in. They wanted their little turn on the radio, didn't they? Now, we're staying on theme here on Surrey Day, of course, Surrey from the Skies. And still with two wings, model airplanes. There are 14 clubs in Surrey registered with the British Model Flying Association, which is a very interesting hobby and lots of people are really passionate about it. So Julia Moore popped along to the Leatherhead Model Flying Club recently. It was set up in 1957. It's got about 60 members. And when Julia went there, people were flying their planes and their drones and others were just sat near the clubhouse chatting and enjoying the great outdoors in Surrey. Wow. That's beautiful, isn't it?
My name's Alex. I'm the club secretary here and we're flying model aircraft.
We are currently on a field just outside of Leatherhead, really. Actually, if anyone knows, near the recycling site. There we go. And it's a little bit windy, which is probably a good or a bad thing.
Well, it depends. You do like a little bit of wind, but you would tend to like it facing into the front of the aircraft when you're taking off or landing.
Lovely. And what is this guy doing right here? There's a small plane above me.
Okay, so that's a World War II Spitfire that you can see flying there, doing some gentle aerobatics. So, nice barrel roll there. Turning to the left. That's a nice model, that one.
And how much would a model like that set me back?
Well, it's a good question. That one probably something in the region of £300-400.
Okay, so we're not talking about anything that's too cheap here, are we?
Not too cheap, but no. You don't have to pay that much for a model. You can easily get started in this, probably for something upwards of £125-130.
And you build them yourself?
Well, I mean, the world's your oyster there. I mean, some of them are built yourself. Some of them straight out of a box. And you can just see that one that's flying over there. That's a replica.
That looks like a fighter jet.
It is. That's okay. What it is. I think that one is an F-16 flying right next to the Spitfire there. You saw that. A bit of a difference
a
in
bit
speed.
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah. But that one was an off-the-shelf purchase. Again, that Spitfire is an off-the-shelf purchase. But if you look around you, what's on the ground here, this Tiger Moth here was built from a kit out of balsa and plywood. This is that biplane that you can see, that yellow one there. It's a sort of between the wars trainer plane, really, I suppose. This one just here was printed on a 3D printer. So
3D printer.
There's another whole subject we could get into, but yeah, a good way of making parts. Printed it in each of those coloured sections you can see, individually printed and then glued together to make the whole.
Is that your model?
It's mine, yeah.
Ah, cool. So did you do it yourself?
So did
you? Oh, brilliant. Okay. And is this your only plane or do you have other models that you fly?
I've got about 10 that are flyable at the moment.
Oh, I'm Ian Newton. I'm the chairman of the club. I'm also an instructor and an examiner.
How long would it take me, a complete novice with basically very little other experience in this sort of thing, fine motor skills, how long would it take me to learn this?
That's a question a bit like how long's a piece of string. People usually, if they can come down regularly throughout the summer, say when the weather's better, probably would learn by the end of the summer. So, but some learn a lot quicker than others.
So how long have you been doing it for now and why do you keep coming back? What do you love about it?
I started in 1998 with my son. So I've been flying since then. I enjoy it because it gets you out in the open. There's a lot of colleagues that you make friends with. It's a friendly atmosphere. It's very rewarding, and particularly if you're training people, as I do, seeing them develop and learn to fly and then fly on their own. And then, of course, there's not only the flying side, there's the building side. We encourage anybody thinking of joining us to come and have a look, come and have a chat with us. We explain everything. We tell them what the likely costs are, etc., etc.
Right, I think we're going to have a go with a plane. I hasten to add, I'm not having a go.
So this is a proprietary commercial off-the-shelf system. This is a drone, a multi-rotor. This has a digital downlink to the set of goggles that you're going to be wearing.
Gosh.
So this allows you to experience exactly what the drone is doing as if you were sat inside the drone.
Okay. So is it like wearing a VR headset?
Very similar to wearing a VR headset, but real, because you're looking at real images and it's a real aircraft and it's flying in real time.
So are we going to be doing barrel rolls?
No, we won't do anything like that because you will fall over.
Gosh. It's so cool.
Isn't it?
So cool.
You could stand here all day and watch this, couldn't you?
Well, you can join the Leatherhead Model Flying Club via their website. Just plug their name into a search engine to get to that. And thank you to Alex Blackwell, Stuart Howell and Ian Newton for entertaining us. And of course, let's not forget Alan Perrin with his drone. On the other side of Lewis Capaldi, we've got your travel and weather. And then more from Birdworld.